But is there something like a mushroom, except, you know, you can't eat some mushrooms.
Yeah.
But is there something by a different name that's bad for you? Make you really sick?
Well, they have toadstools, and I've never really known what the difference between a toadstool and a mushroom was. And we've just always left them alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, say if somebody was had a sore throat and he was trying to eat something, a piece of steak maybe, he might say, well, I sure would like to, but I just can't.
I just can't swallow it.
And these things that people smoke, some people smoke either
cigarettes or cigars or pipes.
Say if a lot of people were at a party, perhaps somebody began to play the piano, they all gather around and start
singing.
Or if somebody told a funny story, they start
laughing.
Or say if somebody offered to do you a favor, you might say something like, well, I sure do appreciate it, but I just don't want
I just don't want
to be
beholding.
Or anything else, you know, that means the same thing pretty much.
Be in debt too. I don't want to owe anyone.
What about obligated?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody asked you about doing a certain job, if you would, you might as well say, well, sure,
I'll do it.
Or, you know, emphasizing the fact that you are able, you might say, sure I
can.
And the negative of that, so on the other hand, you're not able to do it, you might say,
I can't.
Say if there's really a bad accident up the road somewhere, you might say, well, it's really not, you need to call a doctor because the victim was
dead.
Or say if a farmer went out to inspect his corn and talking about, you know, the fact that the corn seemed short, he might say something like, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it'd be taller.
It ought to be.
Or the negative of that, he might say about that kid, well, he got a whipping because he did something
he oughtn't or he shouldn't.
Can you remember to use oughtn't naturally?
Not oughtn't. I say ought to be with no trouble. I usually say shouldn't.
Yeah. Or speaking of, say, daring somebody to do something, have you ever heard, you know, the negative of that? I'll dare you to go in that graveyard, but I'll bet you.
You doubt? I've never heard people use it. I've read books and they've used it. But I've never heard anybody at home say it.
Have you ever heard or read any kind of pronunciation for that was a little different than dare?
No.
Ever heard somebody say dies? I've never read that.
Mm-mm.
Or in refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, now, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just
won't.
Or, suggesting, say, the possibility of your being able to do something. You know, you're not quite sure. You might think, well, I'm not sure, but I could do it.
But I might do it.
Have I heard anybody say something, you know, almost the same as that? I might do it, or I might.
Or I might not.
Yeah. What I had in mind was, a double modal, like I could. Hear people use that much, I might do that part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard people say Mike could. I think I may have said it occasionally.
Yeah. More than likely.
I imagine so.
Me too. I'm going to ask you a few questions about different animals, birds. You know, this bird is supposed to